Welcome back, and joining me today is Nowata Ironman head football coach Corey James. And coach, kind of a tough battle this past Thursday as you played at Adair to take on the defending Class 2A state champions. But the final was 44-24. Just your thoughts about that game.
Yeah, Adair, man, they're an excellent ball team. They're tough. With the Bradbury kids, they run their offense so flawlessly, and they make you cover the entire field. And they really put us in bad situations at times. And at times, I thought we played well, and we just gave up some big plays on third down long situations. For the most part, we were excited that we didn't give up the big play like they do to a lot of teams, and we made them march down the field and actually use more than just their big play capabilities to score on us. We just wasn't able to stop them on third down and on a couple fourth downs ago.
And we mentioned B.J. Bradbury and that entire Adair offense is just explosive. And, no question in my mind, probably yours, they should be the favorite to go back to the 2A finals.
No doubt. It's going to be tough for anybody that matches up with them in the playoffs to slow down that offense. And defensively, they're just as good on defense. They're big, physical up front. They make you earn every yard that you get, and if you make mistakes, they've capitalized on them, and it's going to take someone playing a perfect game to knock them out.
Scoring 24 points against Adair's defense, you probably take that as not too bad.
I thought we had a pretty good game plan in place to go against Adair, and I thought, at times in the second quarter, I thought we executed our game plan to perfection. We just got off to a slow start in the first quarter, and also coming out of the second half, we had a couple of long drives in the third quarter. We just weren't able to sustain them and get into the end zone. And then the fourth quarter, we picked it up again and got a couple more touchdowns.
Doesn't get much easier, Coach, as you travel to Commerce. And Commerce, a very rich tradition football program. What are you guys going to have to do against Commerce?
Commerce is they're an excellent ball team as well. They are much improved from last year. All those kids they had last year playing are another year older, another year stronger, a lot more wiser in the high school game. They have their split back veer option running strong again this year, and they were entitled to they played wind up real tough. They actually had to lead at halftime. So our kids know that we're going to have to come out and play our best in order to come out victorious in this week.
Of course, the offense, the running game has been the strong point for you guys this year. I know establishing that running game and get Will and Terrell that opportunities.
Yeah, it has been a strong point for us this year. We actually threw the ball really well last week, so I'm hoping we can improve on that as well. But we got to get the run game going early. Then it opens up our passing game.
Now, did you have to use Will as quarterback, or are you still using Cody Smith?
We split time on Thursday. I told both of them that they were going to get equal reps in the first half, and we were going to ride the hot hand in the second half. And I thought Cody threw the ball really well in the second quarter. He threw two long touchdown passes, one to Will, and then another one to Terrell Thursday night. And so we kind of stayed with Cody more in the second half. But Will also gives us that option to, he can line up anywhere on the offense in our formations and we can get the ball in his hands. And, or it's just one team just can't game plan around him at quarterback. So, he's explosive, and we definitely still have packages that with him as the quarterback. But at the same time, we want to get the ball in his hand in many different spots on the field where it's harder for our defense and the coaching staff just to game plan for him.
Now, on the defensive side for you guys, for Commerce, what are they going to be facing and how do you stop them?
They're a heavy run team. They're smash mouth. They're big, physical up front. They want to, they're 3 yards in cloud dust type ball team on the offensive side. They want to pound you. They want to wear you out. And then they'll hit you with some play action passes. I know the Moss kid, playing quarterback as a sophomore, he's getting better every week. And their big tailback is, I mean, he's a bruiser. He'll make you earn, you know, a tackle when you come try tackling. You better bring your pads behind you. If not, he's going to run you over. So we got our work cut out. You know, up front, I think we're just as big defensively up front as they are. I think we match up well against them. We'll switch some things up scheme-wise to help slow down their running game. But, you know, we got to come and play this week. That's what it's going to come down to. Who wants it more?
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Hey, best of luck to you and the Ironman this Friday at Commerce.
I appreciate it, Hoop. Thanks.